Chairs No Waiting, episode number 240, George Lindsay and Friends. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you every week by the wonderful folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Even Ben Weaver's a pretty nice guy, so drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some of the wonderful DVD sets of all eight seasons of The Andy Griffith Show. You can pick up t-shirts, ties, books, cookbooks, all kinds of things over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you and from the Mayberry Band. Hello, Mayberry Band, and thank you so much for being with us tonight, as you are every week. And thank you for joining me, your host, Alan Newsom, for Two Chairs No Waiting. Folks, we're going to have a great time tonight. We're going to be talking about our friend George Lindsay and hearing from him, not just talking about him, but hearing from him. George Lindsay, Goober, as we all know him, as fans of The Andy Griffith Show, was a wonderful man, a great friend to so many of the fans of The Andy Griffith Show. And I'm telling you that so you'll understand what you're about to hear or see if you're watching the video on this episode of Two Chairs. Each year, several of George's friends would gather in Nashville, Tennessee, where George lived, and take him out to eat and celebrate his birthday. It was a great time. And it was mainly, it started out as a small group who eventually grew into a large group of people, a large by about, I don't know, 20 to 30 people, possibly, maybe more, that was gathered together every year to take George out and just celebrate with him the fact that his birthday was rolling around. And then we would eat and partake of the food together and then head over, most of us, to the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Realtors Club, Jim Clark, head over to his house. And George Lindsay would sit down in the George Lindsay chair where he sat every year at the birthday party. And we would present him with gag gifts of all sorts, because anything to make him laugh and smile. And we would also, you know, give him cards and stuff, thanking him for his birthday or wishing him well on his birthday. And following the gifts and adoration that were provided, George would often bless all those who were in the room with memories about Mayberry, words of wisdom from the old goob himself. And he did just that back in 2010. Now, that's what we're about to hear, and I want to set it up for you. George is sitting in his chair, and he's actually dressed in his goober outfit, which he didn't always do, but he did sometimes just because the fans, we loved it, and he knew it. So he would dress up in his goober outfit, and he was sitting there. He didn't have on the hat, but he would sit there and just tell us what it was like filming the Andy Griffith Show, being on Alfred Hitchcock, Gunsmoke, so many other things like that. And you'll also hear during this conversation, you're going to hear folks like Kenneth Otis Junkin. You're going to hear him making comments. You're going to hear Nancy Thornton. She's a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show. It's so many events. She talks a fairly good bit, I believe, on this, asking some questions. David, the Mayberry Deputy Browning, he was there. You'll hear me. And we're quoting quotes to George that he actually said on the show, like, "Ain't you got a jack?" or "Out," or "I'll be dog." Anyway, at some point, I don't know if it was this year or not, but at some points he said, "Y'all know my lines better than I do." And then somebody said, "But we can't deliver them like you." But folks, I think you're going to really enjoy this. We got about 15 minutes of it, about 13 minutes, I guess, of George just sharing his memories of the Andy Griffith Show with us and just his life in general. So I hope you're going to enjoy this. So let's give it a listen. So George, you take it away.
I can't think of anything at all. I've got two grandchildren. One's named Carson and the other one's named Andrew. And they're 3 and 5. And all I am is a voice on a telephone. They wanted to come down here, but I didn't have enough money. And that was a laugh. It's been a pretty good year for me. I have done nothing. You wait till you get to be 82, you'll do nothing. And I will, and a few days I will be 82 years old.
Just hope I make it that far.
Oh, of course.
Mum's the word.
Yeah, he still has it at like 70.
Once they get that fact, it can never be changed. So I told the newspaper that I lied about my age, and it's been that way pretty all the time.
How old he is.
Yeah. You don't want to tell anybody you're 82 years old. You know, they'll say, well, you ought to be in a home.
Yeah, I do. I go home every night.
You need to tell them you're 102. And they'll say, look how good you look.
Don't look natural, yeah.
They look natural. You all coming, us visiting everything, because you're all family.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time out to come and spend it with us.
We do. Taking time out, you know, that's all I got is time.
We hope so, too.
Yeah, what? Where's Jim?
He's right there.
And I'm 103rd. What? I don't know how old Andy is. He turned 85. Griffin did. And I could call him up and say, you know, my dear friend Ernie Borgnine is 95.
Wow.
And I mean, he is a picture of health. Robust and I mean, he's 95 years old. Could be doing this till I get 95.
Absolutely.
That's right.
But in reality, the Griffith Show will never be off the air. So I had a great career going there for a while. I'd done a lot of Gunsmokes and Hitchcocks and Twilight Zones and stuff like that. It was really good.
The Jar, it was a good one. Hitchcock, The Jar.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my crowning moments.
That was great.
I did that in one take.
What about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great.
About drowning the kittens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was crying in that studio when I finished that.
What about
that? Yeah, that was, might be the best thing I've ever done.
It was good.
That and Soupy Sales.
I don't know that line, Judy, Judy, Judy. That was a good one. Ain't you got a jack? Yeah, that's a good line.
Say it again.
Yeah.
That's a good
line. That gets me every time.
I always like Hobby Dog.
Yeah. Hobby Dog.
I always like Al.
Out.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
I like had the car in there.
Yeah.
The out. How are you going to get that car out of here?
But I think my favorite is on the front porch. They're doing it.
How you go, Andy?
That's the couch I was telling
you
about.
You do.
That's funny about that. That's the couch I was telling you about.
That sure looks different on the inside.
We had some good directors there. Andy was there for all of it. And it was, you couldn't wait to go to work every day. I just love going down there and working.
Yeah.
I don't know how many episodes I did, but maybe 68 or something like that.
At least.
Did you know at the beginning of a season how many episodes you'd be in that year?
No, because they were writing all the time, you know. And I guess Griffith had a lot to do with it. You know, how many are you going to do? But usually the contract says 7 out of 13 you have to do. And I had a great career. I read the script with Andy. And then we walked through it a little bit. And then, no, we filmed on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. On Thursday, we would go in and read the next week's script. And on Friday, we'd have a little walkthrough, and then you went home and learned your words that weekend, every weekend.
So you basically worked 7 days a week or something, or worked on it?
Yeah, but we were paid well. It pays for my divorce. I've got a boy that's 48 years old. What is his name?
Bob. Is George the oldest? Bob. Who's the oldest? George or Camden?
No.
George.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter is super. She's got two children, and she just ran in the California Marathon, and she ran in the New York Marathon last year.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
28 miles. Or 26 or however the marathon ended. She went to New York and ran it.
That's great.
That's nuts, if you ask me.
I agree.
She don't have no car out there.
Okay, I'll get a
Mayor, you're basically getting kicked out when you're trying to stage at the kids' bonner.
That's good. You can use that and claim it as your own. If you don't, David Browning will.
Well, not if you're from actually, I was supposed to be called Bob Pyle.
And Bull Pyle.
What?
Better than Bull Pyle. So.
Bull Pyle.
What'd you have for lunch down there?
I will tell you this. Every weekend, we went home and studied our lines and memorized that script, and we never got to do anything, even go out of the house on the weekend, because you had to know your words, and they filmed on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and you did not show up without having studied it.
Was there any particular person that was bad about learning their lines, not doing their homework?
No.
He wants to hear the one where the guy got his script put on fire after burned it. He wants to hear
that story. Was Gunsmoke. But that's Jim Arness.
Yeah. Tell him that story. He ain't heard that. That's a good one.
Well, the best I can recollect is he didn't know his words, and they were reading the script, and Arness took out a lighter, burned his script in front of him.
And that's where they got the name Gunsmoke.
You're not with this. That was...
Did the guy get to come back and do another one, or was that the end of his career?
I don't know. I just know that I was lucky. I did five of them, and it was great. Great. I love doing a Western because it lets you go back to your childhood and be a cowboy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Howdy, man.
But, you know, they have horses, but they have to be still for you to film. So all that riding and stuff was done by stuntmen. The first Gunsmoke I did, they have wranglers for all the riding and stuff. And I went up to one of them and I said, "Which side do you get up on that horse?" He said, "He wants to know which side you're on." Good. They I always thought I could make it in motion pictures, but it didn't work out. But there's a lot of guys that made it in motion pictures now that since passed and everything. Nobody, they were big at one time, but nobody ever heard of them again. But if you're on television, they see you every week. So you've become part of their family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's why every time I go home, they move. I can't find my house. I've had a grand career, you know. Two Broadway musicals, some little motion picture work, and television. I don't think any actor could ask for anything more.
You had 4 hours? 3 hours?
Yeah. I still got them, too.
I do.
Yeah, they're not moving this year.
it will
catch up with you. I don't care where you go or what you do. But this is, I always look forward to this day and seeing all of you all, and certainly appreciate your loyalty. And I'm a big fan of all of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I will get work again.
Wow, that was so fun for me. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope you could hear everything. It was all that audio was coming off of a video camera, actually a still camera that I was using to take the video with. So there's a lot of cuts in it because I wasn't videoing the whole time. But it was I was sitting in the floor and George was sitting up in his chair, and I was just videoing what he was saying because of this exact reason, because I want to be able to share with you guys just what a wonderful guy he was. He was very gracious. He did appreciate all the fans and friends coming to celebrate his birthday every year. And, he was so funny when they mentioned, you did 4 albums. He goes, yeah, still got them too. I love that line. And he was always doing that. Whenever you were around him, he was cutting up and telling jokes and stories. And I'll look through some of the other other times when we were with him like that and see if I've got some more behind-the-scenes things like that. But this one was a really good representation of George Lindsay and just a wonderful, wonderful man that he was. And he is so missed. I wanted to tell you guys that I was able to pick up a few things recently from George, from his estate sale that they had. And one of them was a Constitution of the United States. And on the front of it, he had signed it George Smith Lindsay. And he has written out beside it Tide. So evidently he was, Alabama fan that he was, Alabama Crimson Tide. And this was from the Kemper Military School Library. Evidently. So I was able to pick that up. At least that's what's stamped on the side. And the other thing I picked up was a history book that he had that was The Development of America. It was a history book. And I opened it hoping that it would say, "This book by Bernard P. Fife, if lost or stolen, please return to Bernard P. Fife," or maybe to Goober Pyle. But it didn't say that. But what I did find was inside the cover, it actually says Coach Lindsay. And it's got Huntsville and tells it was Mims Court, Apartment 3C. Evidently, when he taught in Hazel Green, Alabama, he taught 1 year of school. He must have taught history because as you look through here, there's all kinds of markups in the book where he had marked, I suppose, things that he was going to talk about or ask, or maybe even questions on a test, because some of these look like they could have been test questions that he circled and underlined. So, this is not some book that's ever going to be worth a lot to anybody other than to somebody like me or maybe you, knowing that it was George Lindsay's, it was Goober's. But it was fun to pick those things up, and that got me really thinking about George. And I hope you guys enjoyed the video and the audio from the video tonight as part of the podcast, because George, amazing guy. So if you've got any really amazing memories of George, I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave your comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can also email me at floyd@imavery.com, or you can drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a comment there in the show notes, or drop by facebook.com/twochairs. Leave some comments there. I'd love to hear from you, and I just again want to thank you for taking some of your time and spending it with me here in Mayberry. Until next week, guys, we'll see you then on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, everybody.